Thank you. This is a song that I did up at the workshop, and I had a request to do it again, and I'd like to share it with you. It was written by a boy who lived in Florida a long, long time. He's up in Chicago now, probably because he never learned how to pronounce Ocala right. He always said Ocala. But when he left this song with us. It's one of the finest I know. The Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the summer, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, his cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret sewed in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to fetch him home again. Through unforgiving streets that trip him, though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks that he's alone and calls her name. Windmills whirl the winter in. She winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. And he sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes a bed up, singing some old love song. She learned it when the song was very new. He hums a line or two, they hum together in the dark. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man. Dear Margaret remembers that for me. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Mike Smith wrote that song. Well, you sure are a pretty bunch of people. I hope that all of you will be back tonight. We've got quite a jamboree planned. This is called an open tuning, and I'd like to close out my segment this afternoon with an old American folk song that sounds kind of like an epic. It's kind of a production song. This is called the Joe Turner Talking Blues, number 5, if you can believe it. It was written by Big Bill Brunsey, a great American folk singer. This story happened a long, long time ago. Back in 1892, there was a terrible flood that year. The people lost their crops and everything. They lost their homes and everything they had, and the only man they knew who could help them was a fellow by the name of Joe Turner. And Joe Turner was a man known to help all the poor. He would come at night when they slept, and he would leave the things they needed outside on their doorstep. The people would come out in the morning, and they would find these things, and they would bow down and moan his name. They tell me Joe Turner been here and gone. 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 Then they would go out hunting for rabbits, coons, possums, anything they could catch to eat. Some of the time they would catch something, most of the time they wouldn't. They would come back and they would find flour, sugar, meat, and molasses laid out for them, and they would know that Joe Turner had been and left food for them. And they would bow down and moan his name. They tell me Joe Turner been here and gone. 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 Then they would go out looking for things, and they would come back and they would find wood to build fires, and they would find clothes to wear. And then they would be happy, for they had food to eat and wood and clothing for warmth. And then the people would come together as families out of the heart of the forest. They would come through the slanting rays of morning light, the rising motes of white dust, and the shadowy trees. They would come forth to a place where there was a clearing, the store, a school, a church, and the people would come down from the wagons and spread the linen low over the ground and the hot covered dishes and the games, the spin the bottle and the pin the tail on the donkey and the three-legged race and the music, the guitar and harmonica and broom straws on a fiddle string. And don't you know some old fool would start a-doing a little dance? then some of the children would hang on the ropes that rang the bell in the church, and they'd make the bells ring in time with the dancing. Then the people, becoming tired of the singing and dancing and the ringing of the bells, would find again their wagons and wind on into the heart of the forest. And don't you know, they would give thanks. They would give thanks. Thank you very much.
See you tonight.
All right. Wasn't that great? My goodness alive. I don't know what we'd do without him. Before I introduce the last group here, and we'll have a few minutes before between the afternoon and the evening program. The evening program begins promptly at 7 o'clock. And over in, on the old marble stage, Troy and Lucy Lovelace with Haskell Gray from Brandon are having a fiddle with a piano workshop. And Will McLean and Lais are having a Florida sand workshop. And a little later on, well, maybe those are over, clog dance workshop. And folk music, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And that's down here for 6:30. So you can eat some vittles or whatever, but don't go anywhere right now, because I want you to stay and enjoy country music with Billy Richards and the Dixie Jubilees from Lake City. And then the program will break for a little bit until 7 o'clock.